Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lily from Boulder, Colorado.
Hey, Lily, how are things in beautiful Boulder?
They're good.
They're good. Just good?
Yep.
Well, welcome to the show, Lily. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lily's topic?
Give me liberty or give me death. On second thought, hold the death.
Like any freedom-loving American, we bristle at big government taking over our lives, dictating how fast we drive, how many guns we can own, and who we can and cannot shoot. But this week, we read a story which proved things could get a lot worse. Our panelists are going to tell three stories about a government intruding in the lives of its citizenry. Only one of them is true. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes.
First, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
And LOL, there were shepherds in that country, watching their flocks, but not very well. The government of tiny Andorra recently passed a law making it illegal for the country's hundreds of shepherds to text while on duty. The law was a result of several unfortunate incidents involving shepherds and their untended charges. On two occasions, while their shepherds were texting, sheep wandered off and caused automobile accidents. One lost sheep interrupted a local town council meeting, and several wandered through a First Communion procession, causing an angry response from the local archbishop. We are very serious, said Renee Altera, Andorra's Minister of Agriculture. We can't have sheep everywhere. It's only a matter of time before they and the tourists get involved.
The government of Andorra in the Pyrenees says no texting while shepherding. Your next story of a swollen government comes from Faith Saley.
Psst, monsieur, the next time your wife asks you if her caboose looks fat, you'd better think twice before answering oui. Because in France, that kind of talk could land you in handcuffs. The real kind, not the fuzzy consensual kind. New French legislation aims to outlaw spouses from making rude remarks about each other's appearance, false allegations of infidelity, and verbal threats. In other words, they're trying to outlaw marriage. Haranguing husbands and whinging wives could face fines, electronic tagging, even jail. Prime Minister François Fillon says the new law has majority support despite concern from critics about how police will handle the inevitable scenario of he j'accuse, she j'accuse. No word yet on whether passage of this marital insult ban will affect French reruns of Married with Children or The Honeymooners. No more might you hear, à la lune, Alice.
The French considering making nagging your spouse illegal. Your last story of a government getting too big for its britches comes from Mo Rocca.
No government, no matter how oppressive, can stop a man from dreaming until now. The people of Tajikistan have long favored spicy foods at a grave cost. Tajikistanis have the highest rate of heartburn in the world and one of the lowest rates of productivity. Quote, I cannot sleep with such reflux, says manicurist Tracy Korhovenhoven, and all day long I belch, but I loves me some spicy foods. And so the Tajikistani government has banned spicy food, but how can they be sure citizens are not sprinkling black market black pepper or contraband cumin? Well, every citizen is being forced to keep a dream journal. If the recorded dream is boring, then the citizen is law-abiding. If the dream involves playing Yahtzee with Joseph Stalin and a panda, then someone's packing some paprika. Paprika.
All right, here are your very sensible choices. From Charlie Pierce, the government of Andorra making it illegal to text while tending your sheep. From Faith Saley, the French government considering making spousal nagging or whining illegal. And from Mo Rocca, the government of Tajikistan making sure that every citizen keeps a dream journal to check on how spicy their food is. Which of these is the real story of our government intrusion into private life?
That was also weird, but I think I'm going to go with the French nagging wives one.
French nagging story. All right, so you have chosen Faith's story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to a reporter covering that real story.
Well, you know, you've got a couple more weeks left to be able to nag your spouse, and after that, when this bill passes, naggers beware, you might find yourself hauled into court for it.
There you are. That was NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reporting, as she often does from Paris, on the French initiative to ban or make illegal marital nagging. Congratulations, you won. You got a point for Faith, but you've also earned, I say, Kell's voice in the home answering machine. Well done.
Thank you. Bye-bye.